Great Reset: Dutch government launches farmer buyout scheme as thousands face shutdown. By Kurt Zindulke on June 12, 2023. The Dutch government launched its long-anticipated Great Reset-style farmer buyout scheme on Monday, which could potentially see upwards of 10,000 farms shut down forever to fall in line with the green agenda of the European Union. Following years of political wrangling, the government of the Netherlands has launched its program for buying out farms that do not comply with the EU's Natura 2000 scheme, supposedly meant to protect environmentally sensitive areas. The buyout program will initially impact approximately 3,000 privately owned farms which are deemed to emit too much nitrogen. Starting next month, farmers will be able to apply for a buyout, which will be set at 120% of the farm's value. In addition to the top nitrogen emitters, the government will also offer buyouts for dairy, pig and poultry farmers to shut down in exchange for a payout of 100% of their farm's value. It is expected that some 8,000 farmers will be eligible for the second scheme, Dutch public broadcaster NOS reports. In total, the government has allocated €1.4 billion to cover the two programs. The buyout scheme, which will last until next April, will remain voluntary for now, however. The Dutch government has previously suggested that if uptake is not high enough, it may be forced to impose mandatory buyouts. The farmers group Agracti expressed concern over the launch, saying that while a website has been open to allow farmers to see if they are eligible for a buyout, the other options, such as reducing emissions, are not currently explained, meaning that farmers cannot accurately judge which direction to take. The move to shut down potentially thousands of farms in the Netherlands, despite the ongoing food crisis, could have a significant impact further afield given the country's status as Europe's largest exporter of meat and one of the largest dairy exporters in the world. There has been widespread rejection of the government's green agenda, however, with farmers launching large-scale tractor protests across the country over the past 2 years, which have shut down highways and critical infrastructure. The resentment against the globalist government also saw the populist farmer citizen movement, BBB, sweep to victory in the Senate and local elections earlier this year, becoming the largest party in the country after previously holding 0 seats. Yet, the neoliberal coalition government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte was able to cobble together enough support to remain in power for the time being. Some farmers have already expressed that they have no intention of participating in the buyout scheme and plan to hold on to their property. One dairy and poultry farmer, Alton van Ginkel, told the Nieuwsuur Current Affairs program, "Over my dead body. I'll move on, even if it's with 2 cows. Another farmer, from the Gelderland province, the chief target of the scheme, Calverboer Ben Apeldoorn, said, "The sector itself has already reduced 8% nitrogen in recent years despite the lack of policy. We are afraid it will never be enough. Even if we were to reduce nitrogen by half, it's not good enough." He said that the political elites in The Hague will only be satisfied when the last farmer is gone, adding, "While the rest of the economy can continue to grow, why should we participate in this process? We just have to be offered the right to exist." Follow Kurt Zindulke on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulke or email to Zindulke@Breitbart.com.